Hello everyone and welcome to Facing Reality, the podcast where we talk about important topics that affect our world today. I'm Victoria.
And I'm Camila. Thanks for joining us today. In this episode, we're going to talk about something that is everywhere right now, artificial intelligence, also known or better known as AI.
We'll explore where AI comes from, why it has become so popular, how it affects society, and even its impact on the environment.
So, let's start from the beginning. Artificial intelligence is the idea of creating machines or computer programs that can perform tasks that usually require human thinking. This includes recognizing images, solving math problems, or just solving a simple doubt. So, I find really interesting this topic about AI, Vicky. Have you ever used it? Like, I use it a lot during my day.
Yeah, I have used AI, but now I just hear it everywhere and I am not sure, like, what's the concept or if it is good or not.
Like, I started to hear about AI because my brother, like, on 2024, started to say that we were going to get replaced, and he loves to make me feel like that the world will end because he just likes to bother me. So that's when I started to hear about AI. But do you know, like, since when this concept started?
No, I have no idea. But the concept of AI is not actually new. It began many years ago in 1956. Scientists met at the Dartmouth Conference, where the term artificial intelligence was first used. Researchers believed that machines might eventually learn and think like humans.
Oh my god!
Wow! Oh, that's actually really interesting. And on TikTok, on these fun fact videos, I have seen that early computers were actually not powerful enough to make that vision real. For many years, progress was slow. As technology improved and computers became faster, scientists created better algorithms and gathered more data to train AI systems.
Today, AI has become extremely popular. One reason is the massive amount of data available on the internet. AI systems learn from data, so the more information they have, the better they can perform.
Another reason is the increase in computing power. Modern computers can process huge amounts of information very quickly, which allows AI models to recognize patterns and improve their accuracy really well.
AI is also part of many technologies we use every day. Voice assistants like Siri or Gemini, recommendation systems on streaming platforms, facial recognition, and research on self-driving cars all use artificial intelligence.
Wow, and I didn't even know that facial recognition was made out of AI. Did you, Cami?
No, I actually didn't, and I use it all the time. Sometimes I even forget my password. But I have heard a lot that they also use these AIs for working. Do you know, like, where they could use it?
Yes, in healthcare. AI can help doctors analyze medical images, detect diseases earlier, and improve diagnosis. Some systems can even help scientists discover new medicines. But as you know, AI is not even a real doctor, and as everything is not perfect.
AI is also changing the way people work. Some tasks can be automated, which increases efficiency and productivity. However, it also creates concerns about jobs, because some roles may be replaced by machines or just a program.
That is why many experts believe AI should be used in a responsible way. Instead of replacing humans completely, AI should support people and help them work better.
Another important topic is the environmental impact of AI. Training large AI models requires powerful data centers and a lot of electricity. These centers run thousands of computers that need lots of energy. They also need cooling systems to prevent overheating and make a huge damage to our environment.
This can also increase energy consumption and carbon emissions, especially if the electricity comes from non-renewable sources. However, researchers are working on solutions. Some companies are designing more efficient AI systems that use less energy, while others power their data centers with renewable energy like solar and wind.
But AI doesn't only affect the environment, AI can also help it. Scientists use AI to monitor wildlife, predict climate changes, improve energy efficiency, and optimize renewable energy systems. So, like many technologies, AI has both advantages and challenges. It has the power to transform our world, but it also requires careful and responsible use.
So, Cami, after all this chat we have, why do you think knowing about these impacts is important for the world?
Understanding these impacts help us make better decisions about how artificial intelligence should develop in the future, and this makes us have a more critical thinking and knowing how to use the tools that are available nowadays. Thank you for listening to Facing Reality. We hope you learned something new about artificial intelligence and its role in our world. If you enjoyed this episode, stay curious and keep asking questions about the technologies shaping our future.
Thanks again for tuning in, and we'll see you next time on Facing Reality. Goodbye, everyone!
Me lo dijo ChatGPT, que me conoce más que yo mismo a mí. Y le volví a preguntar, pero me dijo que no, y yo quería que me dijera.